Father, I thank you, Lord, because, Father, truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. Father, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that our lives would be lived as victory and new expression. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, and as I declare it for your namesake, Lord, that everything that is done, Lord, it will be done to your glory. And Father, you will get the praise and you will get the honor. Father, I decree in the name of Jesus that your word will live big on the inside of us. Father, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that there will be a turnaround in our business affairs. There will be a turnaround in our family affairs. There will be a turnaround in legal matters. There will be a turnaround in our community, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that our finances and our health and our family and our relationships, they too are blessed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare all shall be well. Father, I decree in the name of Jesus, Father, that we are the possibilities of God, and we will move and flow in the spirit of your will in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that open doors will be opened. I decree favor for the lives of your people. I declare and decree that strength and power will be given unto your people. Father, I decree and declare that our footsteps are ordered by you. And even as we step into this new season and into this new day, Father, Father, I decree, Lord, that we are the blessed of the Lord and we are highly favored. Therefore, we choose to please you. We choose to serve you in the matchless name of Jesus. Come on, saints, let's start praying in the Holy Ghost in the name.
You're a director. You're a director. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we're crossing into the new day, some of us, and Father, some of us already in the new, Father God. We just thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, Father God. We thank you for new mercies, Father God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, God, and we just thank you right now for covering us, Father God, in the blood right now, Father. We repent of sins of omission, Father, and sins of commission, Father. Anything that would separate us from your love, anything that would separate us from the true nature that you've called us into, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us right now, Father, by the blood of Jesus. As we come before you, Father God, we humble ourselves, Father God, and we just thank you for the angels that are encamped about us, Father God. Lord God, I personally thank you for each and every family member that I have, Father God. I just thank you right now for each and every one that you're covering us, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan, Father God. I thank you for my spiritual father and the lady of the house, Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan, our spiritual mother. Lord God, I thank you for the spiritual mother of all in this house, Father God, Prophetess Mary Jordan, Father God. We just thank you, Father. Continue to strengthen each and every one of them, the children, the grandchildren, and those to come. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for your hand upon this house, Father God. Strengthen every leader in this house, Father God, every ministry, every official in this house, Father God, and our families, God. Keep us covered in your blood, Father God. We thank you for silencing the enemy and the avenger, Father God, concerning us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for silencing those that rise up against your anointed ones, Father God. We just thank you right now, Father God, that it's not because of us, Father God, that we are right, Father God, but it's because of the blood of Jesus that has declared us righteous, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we clothe ourselves in humility, for you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for going before us and making the crooked road straight today, and the rough place is smooth, Father God. We thank you for your perfect will being done in our lives. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you now for another day. We thank you for another midnight choir, Father God. We thank you because we know it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, oh God. We thank you for your blessed spirit on this life. We thank you for being with us and staying with us and touching our families, Father, keeping us during times of trouble, Father, being an ever-present help. We thank you for covering and touching our families. We thank you for touching the Archbishop Master Prophet, Father, even now. Continue to strengthen him, Father, as he globalizes the prophetic to do your work and to do your will. Father God, we thank you now, and we ask that you continue to bless even Pastor Deborah, Father, as she continues to do your will, Father. Continue to strengthen her, Father. We thank you now for Mother Mary Jordan, Father, even now, and for the new things that you're doing her to her, Father. Continue to touch and increase her, Father, in the way that only you know how. And we'll be so careful, Father God, to give you all of the praise, to give you all of the honor, to give you all of the glory, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for turning the hardened hearts of men, Father, back to you, Father God. We thank you for touching our eyes. We thank you for touching our children's minds, Father. We thank you for ordering our steps in the way in which we should go, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for giving us your word. We thank you for masterful healing, Father, even now in this season. We thank you for the blessings on this line, Father God. Financial blessing. We thank you for new creative, intuitive ideas, Father, that you're giving your people. Father God, right now we're even touching your people's dreams. We thank you for touching their dreams, Father. Continue to meet them even in the midnight hour with clarity, Father, and such that they may know that your hand and your angels encompass them, Father. In the masterful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, May tonight's midnight cry be a day of remembrance, Lord God. And we remember the times and the days, Lord God, when we felt that there was no way, Lord God, the days that we didn't know where we were going to pay the next bill, days where we didn't know where we were going to eat the next meal, days, Lord God, when family members were broken and ripped apart and not speaking. But, Lord God, you mended those. You restored those days, Lord God, where we didn't know, Lord Heavenly Father, we didn't know to go left or right. Lord, let tonight be a night of remembrance for the goodness that's taken over our lives, Lord God. For those, Lord God, I pray for those right now who are in fear, those who are in doubt, Lord God, may they remember all the good things that you've done in the past, Lord God. May it be a sense of encouragement, of strength, Lord God, where you're taking us. I thank you for the continued provision. I thank you for the provision. I thank you, Lord God, for the love. I thank you, Lord God, for the humility and the lessons and the mistakes that we've made, Lord God, that you have turned into blessings, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to just gather on this midnight cry and really give you a time of praise, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, and I pray that you hear all of our prayers tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, even for the things that are unsaid, Lord God, and unspoken, Lord God, places where we're ashamed, places where there's unknown, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that you would just heal each and every one of us, Lord God, that you would strengthen us spiritually, physically, mentally, Lord God, and give us clarity and direction of our purpose. Lord, I encourage everyone on this midnight cry, Lord God, those who may not have the courage to pray themselves, Lord God, may you hear our prayers for them, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you for supernatural healing, uncommon favor, Lord God, in businesses, in health, in marriage, in relationships, Lord God. We thank you for our families, Lord God. May your anointing continue to flow through us and around us, Lord God. We pray for protection even now, Heavenly Father, in your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Prophet Darlene Gray.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God, for this day. This is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for favor. We thank you, Lord God, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, that we fear you. And we delight in your word. We thank you that our descendants shall be mighty in the earth. We thank you, Lord, that the generation of the upright will be blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that wealth and riches are in our house and our righteousness endure forever. We thank you, Lord, that your light arise upon us in the darkness. Lord, we thank you that you are gracious and compassionate unto us. We thank you, Lord, that it is well with us. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, that you help us in our conducts and our affairs, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we shall never be shaken. Thank you, Lord, that we shall be remembered in the land forever. And bad news, we will not fear. Thank you, Lord God, that our hearts are steadfast, trusting confidently and relying upon you. We thank you, Lord, that you uphold us and we shall not fear for the arrows that fly by noonday, for we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and you are our God, and in you we trust, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for another opportunity to come into your presence. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your kindness towards us in this season. Father God, we thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And we are going in to take the spoil now. Father, strengthen us in our minds, strengthen our bodies, that we'll be able to continue to persevere in the things that you've called us to in this season, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for an opportunity to study and go deeper into the things of God. Father, begin to reveal to us even more the mysteries of God. Begin to show us things that we know not of, Lord God, so that we would have a greater understanding of our purpose, a greater understanding of our calling. Give us a willingness where we're not willing, Lord, to go forth in the thing that you called us to do and to let go of the things that you called us to let go of in this season, that we can move forth mightily in you, Father. We just thank you for this opportunity today to stand in the gap for the people of God, for the things that they don't have an opportunity to speak forth into the earth. Lord God, we just thank you for families that you are knitting hearts together like never before, that husbands and wives have become one, that they are no longer twain, that they are one in you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for the children. Lord God, I bless them right now. Let them be a blessing and let them turn and call their parents blessed. Oh, Father, we just give you praise today for all the wonderful and mighty things that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And we thank God for this day that you've given to us, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength today. Yes, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, Father God, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee. We thank you right now that you are sending prosperity in our households, Father God, that you're sending prosperity in our transportation, that you're sending prosperity in our churches, that you're sending prosperity in our schools where our children are, Father God, that you're sending prosperity to our minds, Father God, that you are sending the increase, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that we are living life more abundantly, that we are not walking in lack, but we are walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Father God, that we have unlimited access into the kingdom of God. We thank you right now that you are supplying all of our needs right now. All of our needs are being met right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are directing our footsteps right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are ordering our steps, Father God, by your word, Father God. We thank you that you are being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father God. Even in our dark situations, Father God, that you are bringing light to those situations right now. We thank you, Father God, for the newness in you, Father God, right now. We thank you, Father God, for the transformation in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the healing in you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for that we are walking in love, that we are walking in joy, that we are walking in peace, that we are walking in the victory, that we are walking and moving forward, that we are enduring the fight, the good fight of faith. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors and that we are overcoming, that we are going over the top, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we are blessed and not cursed, that we are blessed going in and we are blessed going out. Satan, you are a liar and the blood of Jesus is against you. We will not claim defeat in this season. We will not claim loss in this season. We will take the ground that you have stole from us in this season. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you're moving in a mighty way right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, right now, Father God, that you're touching us, Father God, that you're touching us, Father God. Where we're weak, Father God, you are giving us grace, grace that is sufficient. And we thank you, Father God, for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, thank you for your protection, your favor. Thank you for finance, Lord. Thank you for provision, and thank you for prosperity, Lord. Thank you for right divine connections. Thank you for healing, Lord. Uplift our hearts, Lord God, and strengthen each one to continue to run the race you have given us to run, Lord, and continue to persevere and not be distracted by whatever circumstances are around us or comes our way, but to stay focused. Give us clarity. Thank you for clarity, Father, and to stand on your promises and to stay on the court, busy doing what you've given us to do, whatever it is for each one of us, Father, that we'll not be give in to resignation or discouragement, but lift our hearts, continue to strengthen and direct our paths, Lord God. As it says in your word, you will go before us and make the rough places smooth. You'll shatter the doors of bronze and cut through their iron bars. And you promise, Lord, that you will give us the treasures of darkness and hidden wealth of secret places. And thank you for this, Lord. Thank you for that your promises are true. And as we've been faithful in trusting you and giving of our tithes and offerings, Lord, we know your word declares you give seed to the sower. And we thank you, Lord, for all the good that you have in store for us and the manifested promises and words that you've given us, Lord God, to accomplish in our lives. Thank you for the continued favor and direction, Lord. Continue to remove any confusion and doubt or discouragement, Lord, and strengthen us. Strengthen your people and help us to stay humble before you with pure hearts, Lord God, and guard our hearts and minds in you, Lord God, as you continue to direct our path into the wealthy place that you have for us, Lord, into the blessings and just all the destiny and plans that you have for each one of us, Father. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for tonight, Father God, being on this midnight cry today, Father God, for such a mighty way, Father God, upon on the line, dear Lord, those that's listening, dear Lord, and those that could not make it, Father God, that their hearts is in it, dear Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in our lives, dear Lord. We thank you for the transformation, dear Lord. We thank you for strength, dear Lord. We thank you for healing, dear Lord. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, dear Lord. Father God, look upon our communities, dear Lord. Look upon all communities, different locations, dear Lord. Look upon those that's in high places, dear Lord. Our politicians, dear Lord. Those that are in charge of things around the area, Father God. And, Lord, look upon our teachers in the school, Father God. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord. They are looking over our kids, Father God. Look upon our children, dear Lord. Keep them in their right mind, Father God. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord. Let your angels be camped around them, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, dear Lord. Continue to bless Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Continue to bless the family, dear Lord, the grandchildren, dear Lord, and more to come, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Lord, look upon our families, dear Lord, for salvation, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord. Keep them from harm, Father God. They don't understand, Father God, but you know best, dear Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for touching them, dear Lord. And, Lord, look upon those that's incarceration, dear Lord. Touch them, Father God. Give them strength, dear Lord. Look upon the kids that's lost in the street, Father God. Continue to cover them, Father God. And, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Prophet Valerie, comments.
Yes, blessings. Father God, I come to you with the family standing at the footstone of your cross. Hallelujah. We just thank you for this prophetic connection. And I plead the blood and take authority that nothing will break this connection. And that Bishop Jordan and Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan will continue to be blessed in this ministry. We just thank you for the cheerful heart that you're giving all of us and ordering our footsteps in this connection. And as we pray for the people who are fighting the battles that never speak to us about, just make sure that they're covered, the children of the world today who are different in this season, that they are covered by your blood and the angels are dispatched around them and protected. We just thank you that you are enhancing our prayer life and our prayer tongue, that each and every word that we speak will be well with you, Father. I am just so forever grateful for this ministry and the teaching that I'm getting from this ministry and growing. And I just hope that we all will have a peaceful, restful night's sleep. And thank you for the patience that you're giving us and the protection and love, and I'm just forever grateful. In Jesus' mighty precious name, I say amen. What a heavenly host you are.
Amen. Father God, we come to you with open hearts. We come to you with open minds. We come to you with open ears, God. Father, we ask that let us hear what we need to hear. Let us see what we need to see. Let us feel what we need to feel, God. Father God, we thank you for guiding us in this season, guiding us on this mighty journey, God. Father God, we know that there's no accidents in the universe, and we give you praise for that. Father God, we are strong because we stand on your word, God, and we thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to honor our word. We thank you for allowing us to be who we are, God, with no judgment, God. We thank you. Father God, we thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for those that have already came before us in the previous generation. We thank you, God, for them, God. We ask that you send angels to cover each and every family member, God. We ask that you do a unique blessing and a covering over each and every one that is on this call and that is representing the household, God. Father God, we ask that you favor us. Put your scent of favor on us, God. Father God, you get the glory. You get the honor, God. Father God, we thank you for the peace of mind that you give us each and every day. We thank you for the joy that you give to us, God, and that you present in our life, God. We thank you, God, for the inspiration, God, that you inspire us, God. We thank you, God, for the faithfulness, God, that as you've been faithful in our life, God. We thank you, God, for the happiness, God. We thank you, God, when we're up. We thank you, God, when we're down. We thank you, God, when everything is going right. We thank you, God, and you get the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you right now for this midnight call and prayer call tonight. And we thank you, Father God, that as your word said, men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, I thank you right now that you've given each and every one of us a continuous praying spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and his beloved wife, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved children and grandchildren. We thank you for the life and the stand that Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan stands for, God, in this hour, God. We thank you, Father God, for the building of her continuous strength, God. Strengthen her, God, where she's weak. Build her up where she's toned down. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare restoration in her body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, that you will begin to cause the spirit of love and the spirit of joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. Let that spirit begin to flow in every heart, every spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now that we are taking on the mind of Christ, God, where we are begin to think like Christ. We are think on the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just, and the things that are pure, and the things of lovely, and the things of a good report. And I thank you, Father God, as we begin to think on these things, that we know that there will be no stress, there will be no worry, God. But Father God, there will be peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world give, but as you give unto us. Father God, I plead your blood over everyone that is on the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over their homes, their cars, their neighborhoods, hallelujah, of their city, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood, Lord. Cover us in your blood, Lord. I say no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue against us in judgment. You shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, that you have given us power to attain wealth. I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you, Father God, that you, hallelujah, shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you will continue to give us seed to sow and bread to eat. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, God, that you will compass your people with the shield of favor, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that your holy angels of protection is surrounding your people, God, in the name of you. Let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them or their family. Father God, we come against every, hallelujah, generational curse, God, that has been plaguing our families, God. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. Satan, Lord, rebuke you. You have no dominion in our life. You have no dominion in our families. Get out of our houses. Get out of our neighborhood. Get out in the name of Jesus. In our ministries now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every pastor, God, and I pray for the lift. I pray for the increase. I pray for a new zeal,
God. Give them a courage like you gave Joshua, God, in the name of you. Give them the faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Give them the heart of David, God. Hallelujah. Give them the favor that you gave, hallelujah, Joseph, God, in the name of you. Lift every pastor, God. Lift their ministry, God. Bring the increase that they are looking for, God, in the name of you. And God, let your dunamis power begin to move on this line, that we will rule out all sickness and disease, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, even as we go forth in this day, Father, Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for safety. We thank you for protection. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that everything that will be said and done in this day, Lord, as we move forward into this new day, Father, Father, we want you to get the praise and you to get the honor. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're moving and we're being refreshed, Father, and you anoint that you're anointing us afresh, Father. Father, I pray for every household that's on this call tonight, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, that your will be done, Father. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that every household that's represented on this call today, Lord, that you're going to supply every one of their needs, Father. And Father, they're going to know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that it was you that brought this thing about, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as the members and the individuals go to church on today, Father, Father, bless them, Father. Lord, use the minister, use the pastor, Father. Refresh the people of God, Father. Stir us up. Stir us up in the name of Jesus, Father. Don't let church just be church, Father. But, Lord, let it be something more powerful, Father, that I'm coming to hear a word from my Father. I'm coming to hear a word that's going to bring change to my life. I'm coming to hear a word that's going to shift things around. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. As we proceed through this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, that our footsteps are going to be ordered by you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that everything will be said and done, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, I also pray and I ask you in your matchless name, Lord, that you would touch those that are sick, those that are shed in. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a speedy recovery, Lord, even for Mary Berrien, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let the doctors be astounded and let them be amazed as to what you have done and what you can do in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray also for those that are oppressed, depressed, Father, that have lost their way and don't know which way to go, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus you would touch them, Father. Father, I pray for those that are on drugs. Remove the taste, Father. Remove the desire. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them know, Lord, that's not it, but you're it, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, give them strength and give them power over that thing, Father. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Therefore, Father, no drug addiction, no alcoholism, no form of addiction shall rule in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, we say, arise. In the name of Jesus, and let thy will be done in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Have your way, Father, and move in us, Father, even as we proceed through this day that you have called us to walk into, Father, and we will give your name the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Real Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease that you go ahead on and give the announcement. We want to thank every heart, every household that was represented on this call tonight. To God be the glory. And I can only say, as I have always been saying, it can only get better and better. We're not coming down off the wall. This prophetic prayer wall, we're going to keep on keeping on until God says so. It's time to come down. So I just want to encourage one and all, thank you again, and keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Amen, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Pastor, and I want to thank the people of God. And know that we will be back here tomorrow at 11:50, as well as if you do not have a church home and you are in the New York City area, come down to 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. We have 9 a.m. leadership for our youth, and we have our leadership class, adult leadership class, at 9:30 a.m., and you can come to that, as well as our 11 a.m. church service and church service at 4 p.m. Well, thank you all for being on the line, and I'm going to say good night and God bless. Oh, before I say good night, God bless. Does anyone have any other messages they need to share?
Dear Prophet Naomi, Prophet W. DeCruz, I didn't want to tell people of God that if they're looking to listen to any of the midnight prayer calls that have happened over the last few weeks, they can visit Pastor's website on a midnight prayer call page, and all the audios are there for them to listen to the prayers.
Amen. And can you give them the website address of Pastor's website?
Yeah, that's PastorDeborahJordan.com, PastorDeborahJordan.com. So when you go on the site, you look at the menu bar, you'll see a page that says Midnight Prayer Call. Click on it, it'll have all the audios for you to listen to again on the prayers and the date of the prayers.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you and God bless. And again, I want to say good night and to everyone. God bless.
Good night.